Hey everybody, I'm Allie Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries, and welcome to the podcast today. Today we're going to be talking about the critical importance of embracing your core authentic identity as it relates to loving others, as it relates to having the courage to show up and become the woman that God created you to be. Now, this week, I've been looking at the book of Jeremiah. I've actually started using the Nourish Bible Study method and walking through the book of Jeremiah in my quiet time. And I cannot tell you the unbelievable blessing this book has been. I highly, highly recommend it. And, you know, that's one of the great things about the Nourish Bible Study method is that you don't have to buy one of our resources. You can actually use the Nourish Bible Study method and choose a book of the Bible and study it on your own. But anyway, I'm digressing. One of the biggest points that I'm finding in the book of Jeremiah is that Jeremiah needed to embrace his core authentic identity if he was going to walk with conviction out of his God-given purpose. Now, Jeremiah's purpose was to be a prophet to the nation of Judah. And the nation of Judah was really in spiritual bankruptcy because of bad kings that had led them. They were walking away from God. And inside of Jeremiah's time, what actually ends up happening is that Babylon becomes powerful and they come in and invade Jerusalem. They capture the city and they destroy the temple and they capture most of Israel and they lead them away, right, to Babylon. And God leads a remnant there and he is the redeemer. But during this time, God sends the prophet of Jeremiah to really proclaim his word to them as a warning. And not only as a warning, but Jeremiah, through God's word to him, continues to remind the Israelites of who they really are, that they're God's children, that God is their heavenly, awesome Father, and that they need to repent and turn back to him. He continues to remind them that they are like the bride, and that like a bride that has gone astray, Jeremiah warns them to turn back to God. Now, the Israelites don't listen to Jeremiah, but Jeremiah is faithful to carry out his task, his purpose of sharing the truth. And that's one of the big things that I'm seeing in this book of Jeremiah. One, that God continues to remind the Israelites, you know what, how you're acting, it's not who you really are. And also that Jeremiah needed to be rooted in this conviction of his God-given purpose because, well, the people didn't listen to him. And oftentimes, if we're not rooted in our core authentic identity, when we're walking out our purpose, if we think that success is everybody agreeing with us and listening to us, we might walk away from our purpose. Well, Jeremiah didn't experience that. He experienced that rejection. But when our faithfulness is and success is rooted in the faithfulness of being faithful to God, and when we know who we are, then we can walk with the assurance and confidence no matter what circumstances we face. Now, just imagine if the Israelites looking around at themselves and maybe, you know, for example, they turn to the Egyptians for strength. What if they remember their core authentic identity, right? That they were God's children, and that God could make them strong, and that he had way more strength than the Egyptians. Would they have remembered who they were, their core authentic identity, and then turned from their ways and walked with him. And isn't that interesting? I look inside the book of Jeremiah and I just think to myself, if they just would have listened, if they just would have remembered that they were God's chosen people. And inside of reading this passage, one thing that the Holy Spirit continues to whisper to my heart is that, well, sometimes even though I am God's child, I may not be acting like God's child. And that if I would just pull back and remember who I am and whose I am, well, maybe my beliefs would change. And maybe that would change my behavior. And that is why your core authentic identity, embracing that inside of your heart, is so very vital. Now, let's be fair to the Israelites, because the Israelites had walked through a lot and experienced a lot. And oftentimes, it's our experiences in life that create the beliefs that lead way to the fear that we feel. And then the fear that specifically that shame produces, that we are not enough, well, that yields to our hiding, whether it's hiding our purpose or not being authentic with others, or whether it's hiding from God. And the hiding then pushes us to depend on other people or depend on our own strength or depend on other resources instead of depending on God. And that to me is why core authentic identity is so important. It's important because our beliefs always affect our behavior. What we believe about ourselves is going to determine how we live. In the book of James, in the second chapter, it says this: "You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete." James 2:22. In other words, what that is saying is that faith and action walk hand in hand. Faith and action walk hand in hand. What we believe will determine our actions. And a lot of times we can look at our actions to really, really determine what is at the core of our beliefs. In other words, we may know that God is our provider, but do our actions reflect that? I mean, if I'm worrying about provision, do I really believe that God will provide? I mean, is that in the core of my being? Is that driving my actions? If I continually worry about God protecting my children, do I really believe that God is my protector, right? And so that's why understanding our core authentic identity, not just understanding it, but embracing it in your core, is so important. You see, God wants us to walk in love and inside of our purpose. But while we are afraid, while we are walking through, seeing ourselves maybe out of our experiences instead of the Word, then that will prevent us from walking out our purpose. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, God had a purpose for Jeremiah, but what is so paramount about this, you know, Jeremiah was called to be that prophet to the nations. Inside of the book of Jeremiah, God starts with core authentic identity. In other words, he starts by communicating to Jeremiah how he sees him. In Jeremiah 1, 4, and 5, it says, "The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." In other words, before Jeremiah was born, God had already established who he was going to be. And initially, before Jeremiah goes out into this calling, the very first thing that God tells him is his authentic identity. who he really is. And if that's the first thing that God started with, I believe that God wants it to be a priority, not just in Jeremiah's life, but in our lives as well. And that's because what we believe in our heart determines our actions. Now, if Jeremiah believed that what other people thought about them or him or his circumstances defined who he was, well, then when he started to bring the truth to the Israelite nation and saw that they were not listening to him, then he might have recoiled and stopped and not continued to bring out the truth. And that's why God started with this. In other words, Jeremiah, you remember, before you go out and start this, you remember that before you were born that I set you apart and I've called you to be this prophet to the nations. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks within himself, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." What we think determines how we live. What we believe determines our behavior. But it's not as simple as knowing the truth. We have to really receive it inside of our heart. And a lot of times when God brings out our core authentic identity, one of the very first things that we will do is we will argue with him. And that's what Jeremiah did. In Jeremiah 1:6, Jeremiah says, "Oh, sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I am too young." He argued with God, right? And don't we do the same thing? And that's because past experiences or standards from the world tell us who we are. They give us sort of an identity. In other words, we walk through experiences in our life or we look at the world and we use those to create our source of identity. And if we've walked through experiences where we've been hurt, we might form opinions about ourselves that are not true. And they're not true not because that didn't happen to us, but because it doesn't line up with God's truth. And so when this happens, when we form opinions about ourselves that are go different from our core authentic identity, we begin to live out of our experience instead of embracing who we really are. And maybe it was that inside of this passage that the Israelites, perhaps in their fear, reached out to the Egyptians for their strength instead of going back to God because of their fear. Because they could see the Israelites with their physical eyes instead of remembering who they were and remembering who God was by looking at God and themselves through the eyes of faith. And you see, that's God's solution. That's God's solution for us, for fear, for believing that we're not enough, is to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And seeing ourselves using God's standards. Well, God's standard is holiness, right? But because he gave his son, Jesus Christ, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we can stand under his righteousness and his holiness. And all of a sudden, we have a new position in Christ. And the more that we renew our mind to that position in Christ, the more that you and I will walk out that position and live for him. Now, much like the Israelites were always God's chosen people, even when the Israelites were deported out to Babylon, when they were captured, they were still God's chosen people. But because they made choices that were not based off of their core authentic identity, they made different choices, they walked away from God instead of to God. And the same is true of you and me. While my core authentic identity is determined by God, because core authentic identity is basically how God sees you. It's God's blueprint for your life. It is your identity in Christ. It's your spiritual gifts. It's your purpose that He planned for you, just like He planned for Jeremiah. Well, God has a plan for you. And all of that is core authentic identity. But when we walk through life and when we don't really embrace that in the core of our being, then because belief drives behavior, we will act different ways. And if somebody has treated us in a negative way, we might receive that as truth and walk out of that truth instead of the truth inside of God's word. And so when we become Christians, we're presented with this truth. And for the rest of our lives, it's a process of renewing our mind to that truth. And our past patterns of thinking, which were shaped by our experiences, by the way that we were brought up, by the standards that we've set in our own life, whether they're the standards of the world or standards from other people, but they all create these pathways of thinking. In other words, thinking about things we're conditioned to, you know, how we have lived. And so when we become a Christian, yes, we are new creations in Christ. We have a new identity in Christ. But our minds are not renewed to that new identity. And so we have to consistently fall back and renew our mind to the truth because our belief will always determine our behavior. And so just like inside of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 1, God starts out with core authentic identity because He knew that Jeremiah would need this word when he walked out of his purpose. Well, then Jeremiah had a choice to make. Am I going to argue with God or align with God? And our past patterns of thinking, shaped by our experiences, the standards in the world, they will often argue with God's word for us. And so because those ways of thinking are so ingrained in us that they just automatically come out. And we see that. Jeremiah 1:6, Jeremiah said, "O sovereign Lord, I can't speak for you. I'm too young." And then God goes on to tell Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:8, "Don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and I will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken." And then He goes on to tell him in Jeremiah 1:11 and 12, it says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'Jeremiah, look, what do you see?' And it says he replied, 'I see a branch from an almond tree.' And then the Lord said, 'That's right. And it means that I am watching and I will carry out all my plans.'" Now, so what happens is God comes to Jeremiah and He tells him to look. But He doesn't tell him to look, you know, at what he saw. Or even himself. He tells him to see with the eyes of faith. And so God gives him this vision of the almond tree, which back in that setting, what God was essentially saying to Jeremiah is that, you know, it was getting ready to be time that the Israelites were going to be deported, that this was going to happen, right? And then he says to him, "I want you to see through the eyes of faith. I want you to look at yourself. I want you to look at your circumstances through the eyes of faith. What do you see? Look." So the Lord calls us to look. Look through His lens. The Lord calls us to see with His vision. And then it says this, "That's right. And it means I'm watching and I will certainly carry out all my plans." And in some translations, it says, "I am watching over my word to perform it." And so, in other words, God watches over his word to perform it. When you become a Christian and you have that new identity in Christ, God is watching over his word to perform it. Philippians 1 tells us that he who began a good work in us will carry it on into completion. Then, in other words, right now, the vision that God gave Jeremiah had not yet come to pass. And I think that sometimes we look inside of our Christian lives and we say, well, the Bible says I'm a new creation, but the way that I'm acting, it certainly doesn't feel like it. But that's when you and I have to take every thought captive and understand that our identity does not rest in our behavior. It rests in what we believe. And then what we believe will determine our behavior, because faith and action walk hand in hand. And so the very first place for you and I to start is by seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. And more as we renew our mind to that truth, what will happen is that as we draw our identity from God, that our hearts will become free to love others. In other words, when the source of my identity is how God sees me, my heart will be free to love others. But while it's not in that place, what happens is fear enters into the picture and I become afraid to be authentic with others and to be myself. And inside of this passage, we see two times that God told Jeremiah not to be afraid of the people. And Jeremiah had every right to be afraid of the people, because the people were not walking in line with the Lord. And the message that Jeremiah had to give, well, it wasn't a nice and dandy message. It was a warning, and it was truth. And God knew that. And that's why he begins in Jeremiah 1, I believe, with starting out with core authentic identity, but then with two calls for him not to be afraid. And he does this by inviting him to see himself differently. I talked about one of those places in Jeremiah 1, 1 and 11, and then it goes on to say in Jeremiah 1, 18, "For see, today I have made you strong, like a fortified city that cannot be captured, like an iron pillar or a bronze wall." And the same is true of us. God invites us to see ourselves differently by living differently, by seeing ourselves with the eyes of faith. Ephesians 4, 21 and 24 says this, "Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes, and put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." Now, when Paul wrote those words to the Ephesians, what I find is so fascinating is that, well, it's 10 years after when the Church of Ephesians was started, Paul was there and cultivated the starting of that church. And so he was with the church for some 3 years. And he's writing this church, he's writing this letter to the Church of Ephesians 10 years later after he has left them. And he reminds them to renew their minds to the truth, to the new ways that they're being taught how to live. And the big takeaway from that is this, is that renewing our mind to our core authentic identity is really a lifetime process of unlearning those old patterns of thinking and allowing the Holy Spirit to write new patterns on our life. And so, that's what God calls us to do. And when we do that, beautiful things happen. When we are aware of our core authentic identity, it opens us up to be authentic with others. And when we understand the tremendous value that we have in God's eyes, we see ourselves that way, not from a prideful way, but just from a way that we receive that love from God. And when we receive that love from God, and when we look at ourselves that way, we can begin to see other people that way too. We also stay true to who God created us to be. We stay true to our purpose. And success for us doesn't amount to, you know, performing and doing our purpose so that other people will like us. Success amounts to faithfulness. Faithfulness. And if we are still looking at others and being in relationship with others and we haven't accepted our core authentic identity, it really becomes impossible for us to love others. Because you see, all of us have this need inside of us where we want to feel loved and accepted. And if we haven't received that from God first, we will look for it in other people. And because people are imperfect, we won't be able to find it inside of people. And all of a sudden, we'll put unrealistic expectations on people. We'll be takers instead of givers. And we'll operate out of fear and shame instead of love and courage. And courage. Courage for Jeremiah to walk out his purpose and be the man God created him to be and share the truth to people who would not listen to him. And courage for you and I to step out there and do whatever it is that God has called us to do. I mean, can you imagine Noah building that ark for years and years and years? And just wondering to himself, what am I doing? Right? But he had a word from God, and his life was about being obedient to God's word above all else, to God's word above his circumstances. I mean, it had never rained. The earth had never flooded, right? And the same is true for you and I. So how do we put this into practice? I want to give you a few practical steps. Number one, there's a book written by Bob Hamp called Live Differently, Think Differently. It's one of my favorite books. And in the first chapter, Bob Hamp tells a story that describes the importance of embracing your core authentic identity. So I would recommend that resource to you. The second thing is this. Inside of the Nourish Bible Study Method, this whole concept of renewing your mind to core authentic identity became so important to me that I decided to devote one section of the Nourish Bible Study Method to defining this truth. And so inside of our 21-day challenge, there is a lesson devoted to core authentic identity. And you can go to www.nourishbiblestudymethod.com and go to that. You'll get all 21 lessons, but you can go straight to the one on core authentic identity and listen to it. Then right after that, I want you to go to the two lessons about renewing your mind. Not only did I think core authentic identity was so important, but I also thought that discipline of renewing the mind was so important. I mean, the Bible talks a ton about remembering God's faithfulness and renewing your mind to God's faithfulness. God talks a ton about that. And yet, for a long time in my walk with the Lord, I was studying a lot about the Bible, and certainly that renewed my mind to the truth. But really having a day that I would devote to renewing my mind to the truth was not really a part of my spiritual discipline. But when I began to see that pattern inside of Scripture and see its prominence and importance, I started doing that for myself. And I walked through an experience where I really saw how it changed my actions. And from that, when we renovated the Nourish Bible Study Method, I devoted an entire step to this concept. And inside of the 21-day challenge, not only do we have a lesson on core authentic identity, but we also have two lessons on renewing the mind. And so I would recommend that you would do those four things. Number one, Bob Hamp's book, Live Differently, Think Differently. If you don't want to purchase his book, he has a blog and he writes a lot about it on his blog, so you can look up his blog. And number two, go to www.nourishbiblestudymethod.com. And the 21-day challenge is an absolute free resource, and you can go and take those lessons on core authentic identity and renewing the mind. And from that place of belief, not just knowing, but believing, letting the Holy Spirit write it on your heart, which happens through renewing your mind, that is when you and I can be authentic. In other words, we can begin to show up and become the woman that God created us to be.